Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and find all sorts of cool stuff that will help you get the company you've always wanted. If you have any feedback, questions, thoughts, want to be a guest on the show, Natalie, our producer, is who you want to talk to. You can get her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or just give us a call, 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show. We are always excited to talk to you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with my new best friend, Varushka Mensur from Show Me Dust Bunny. Show Me started Missouri with residential and commercial cleaning in 2015, and we are excited to have Varushka on. Varushka, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation.
All right, so the way I met Varushka is she was on a webinar, and her name was on the, and she was being like chatty in the thing and you know, saying a bunch of stuff, and I want to respond, but her name terrified me, so I was like, do I go? I don't even know if you're a guy or a girl. I'm like, I have no idea if that's a female name or now obviously I know, and I took a big swing, and she was generous and said that I did okay, and then she wanted to be on the podcast, and here you are, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me and doing this work. You are truly doing the Lord's work.
I'm 9 days out of 10. I love it. And Cleaning Nation, you guys are awesome. Every now and again, you make me crazy, but that's certainly not you, of course, Varushka, you're awesome, but the rest of these Yahoos. So before we go on, I'm going to be super racist and be like, where on God's green earth does Varushka come from? You have no discernible accent. I must know.
No, my name is Russian. I was born on a military base here, and I'm actually Panamanian. I don't have any Russian affiliation at all. My mom, she has a sense of humor and gave me a Russian name during the Cold War. So
I like your mom already. Angry that I couldn't pronounce it, but that's okay. And Varushka, that's definitely a female name, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, now I know. All right, now that we've abused you on your personal name, let's move on to making fun of your business name. How on God's green earth did we get Show Me Dust Bunnies? Because that, I don't know if I love it or hate it, but I'm a little confused and kind of excited.
Well, I was feeling around for names at first, trying to be not too generic, but Missouri is the Show Me state. So it is kind of spun off of that. I kind of did a feel for it because we do service most people who are not from Missouri. So a lot of people don't know this is Show Me State. So it may sound like a cleaning company. It may sound like a strip club. I don't know. But we like it. So the name stuck.
If it is a strip club, it's the worst strip club ever. The last thing I want is dust bunnies. For you can put a lot of words in front of bunnies that are good, and dust is not one of them. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that all of your cleaners do so, hopefully with all of their clothes intact.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So tell us a little bit. How'd you get in the business? Are you married? Do you have kids? What's going on out there in Missouri before we jump into the coaching part?
I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I have been in my relationship for 6 years. We're very happy living here in Missouri, so we made it a home. I got into the cleaning business because I have been an assistant manager at a hotel for the last 4 years, and things started getting a little rocky with the new owner, so I'm kind of buying my time right now. And at the same time that the ownership of the hotel switched over, somebody that I knew wanted to get rid of her business, so I just kind of picked it up without really knowing what I was doing. So, but yeah, it was an adventurous ride.
All right. We are glad. I am glad to have you on the show and excited to help. Let's jump in, sister. What can I help you with today?
I think the most pressing issue right now I have is employment. A lot of people seem to be having that issue currently, especially in my area. I've talked to a lot of business owners about it. But more specifically with the employees that I have, they're amazing girls. They make my job so much easier. But we are having issues with time management, and there seems to be a barrier with me being able to teach people on how to do things effectively and in a timely manner.
Okay.
Staying within my payroll budget.
Okay. So just to make sure, I've got it and Cleaning Nation's got it. What I hear you saying is you feel like a house or a job should take an hour and it takes an hour and a half or something like that. Then you're trying to kind of get them in line. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've gone so far as to physically have them watch me do it myself and watching, you know, trying to get them to see that I'm not trying to push anything on them that I wouldn't do myself.
Okay.
That I have expectations that are beyond what I can do.
Okay. So that was my first question is, have you cleaned these houses on a consistent basis yourself?
Yes. Actually, for the first 8 months, I would say I was doing it completely by myself. And it was more, it wasn't because I didn't want to hire, it was because I was doing information gathering. And I literally timed every house for 8 months and collected all that data to get an average. So I knew how to do quotes better.
Perfect.
And,
all right.
So.
I would have liked to seen that happen quicker than 8 months, but I'm glad that you went through the process, and that's valuable, especially when you're trying to hold people accountable.
Working a full-time job at the same time, so
sister,
it took a long time.
Where have you been? Well, I wish we'd have talked to you a long time ago. I think we could save you some time and headache, but let's start with where we're at now. So that's the first thing, is making sure that you know what you know. Second thing is how much, I don't need like to the minute, but percentage, if it takes you 100% of the time, does it take them 110, 200? Like how far off of your time are they?
It varies from like an extra 30 minutes to double the time.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I've tried to explain to them if you go into a place and it takes one person this amount of time, it's not going to take two people the same amount of time. It's going to be half, maybe 10 minutes, you know, was set up for two people. But, you know, I'm trying to set some guidelines there, but it's not working.
Okay. All right. So that gives me a lot of information, because there's really, if they're taking, quote unquote, too long, there's only two reasons. One is you're unreasonable in what too long is, or two, which is more likely the situation, they're just not working efficiently, or they're not working hard. So
I won't say that they are consistently working. There's never been a time where I've seen any slacking off. So it's really more putting effort in the right momentum.
Okay.
So I've seen it so many times. People work their butt off and they're just chasing their tail.
Okay.
So it seems what's going on.
Yeah. So. Yeah, what the first thing, and this is more for Clean Nation than for you, Verushka, is the reason I was asking is how much more time are they taking? If you're talking like an extra 10% or something, that's just life. Generally, your cleaners are just not going to do, and not just cleaners, employees of any sort are going to do it 70 to 90% as well as you're going to do it. But it sounds like they're way off. So it's not like, you know, takes you an hour, takes them an hour and 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That's one thing. If it's more than that, that's a problem. Okay. What is your training process?
I do 2 weeks of training with myself. And then I don't just completely let them go. I usually back off a little bit so they're doing more rooms by themselves, and then they go and check that. And
okay,
then I have like a 90-day period where I want them to work on their timing issues. The quality is first, and then we work on time to get that down to where it should be.
Okay, so first of all, we don't train separately. We train, there's just the right way to do it. So it's not like first we're going to tell you how to do it right, and then you're going to have to, then we'll tell you how to do it quick, because that implies that quick is not right and they're somehow at odds. I would integrate that and teach them the right way to do it is the efficient way to do it. And there's no such thing as fast or slow. There's just, this is how long it takes. And if the quality is bad or it's taking longer than it's supposed to, that's not correct. Second thing is, we are training cleaners here, not brain surgeons. 3 months is way too long. 2 to 4 weeks tops. Within a month, and I like sooner than that, the final training I always coach my people to do is them training the next person. And if they're not able or willing to do that within a month, they're out. That's not an option. So 3 months is way, way, way too long. That's coddling them. So it needs to be, here's just the right way to do it. And your training the right way also happens to be, it just takes how long it takes. We got to get away from I'm fast, you're slow, because that implies like faster is shoddier and slower is not. And that's not at all the truth. There's just the right way to do it. And this is how long, this is what it looks like when it's done. And this is how long it takes, period. No negotiation. No, we work on one, then the other. That's just, we train you the right way to do it. Second, okay. I'm a big fan of videos. So if you're putting all this time training yourself, videotape it. And constantly be using the best, latest video as your ongoing training. So, you don't have to be out there all the time. So the training process needs to go much faster. It needs to include check marks. So they have to pass just like a Boy Scout. They have to, you know, before he can be an Eagle Scout or whatever, he's got to get his badges. So, they can't just, it's not just they show up and don't not show up for 90 days. They have to meet certain criteria. One of the criteria is they train somebody else. The other criteria is they get, you know, 3 out of the 4 houses done in the time allotted. The other criteria is they have no complaints for the first 90 days. You know, make up 3 or 4 things that are not your opinion, right? These have to be specific, measurable things, right? No complaints means no complaints. It's not like they say that they didn't have any, but you said they did. You know, either a customer complained or they didn't. Either the house took 40 minutes or it didn't. Either they trained somebody or they didn't. So that's what you need to do is have check marks for them. And they can't graduate to a full-time employer, to even an employee, until they've passed those check marks. So everybody's on the same page. And guess what? If they can't pass the time thing, then they don't get hired. That's just how it goes.
Okay.
And since you're like, well, I already have these people, then you tell them, we're starting a new training process. You guys are going to be the first to be trained properly. Here's what that looks like. Secondly, the other thing you got to know is people will do exactly, and I mean exactly, what you pay them to do. They are so smart. Anytime you set up, we'll pay you a bonus to do this, they'll do exactly that. No more, no less, right? You might want happy customers. So you tell them, I'll give you extra money for each review. Magically, you'll have reviews, but the customer still may be pissed off. Like, they're that specific in terms of exactly what they'll do. There should absolutely at raise time, and raise time should come periodically, little raises all the time. So they constantly feel like they're being acknowledged and ideally paid more, but you know, a little bit, 10, 25 cents at a time, every, you know, 3 to 6 months with a cap. That would be tied to performance. So that conversation would be, hey, when you got hired, we told you that, you know, your average, you know, the par, because we're not trying to go faster. We're trying to hit par. And if the house takes 30 minutes, you don't want to do it in 20. You don't want to do it in an hour. You want to do it in 30 minutes. So one of the things that you measure them on is their how well they live your core values. Another one would be, are they cleaning at par time? Not faster. They don't get a bonus for going faster. You want them to clean the right amount of time with the right result. Are they getting good feedback from the customers? So that's how it goes. And if they're not hitting a standard, there's going to be red, yellow, green. Green is par or faster. Yellow is within 10% of that. Red is within, if it's more than 20% off. And if it's more than 20% off for more than a week or two, that they got to go.
Okay. And then I guess my other question would be, is there a resource for a standard for these kind of things, or am I on the right track? Because I don't think I'm really above average as far as performance goes. I mean, definitely I'm more detailed because I'm the owner and I'm specifically looking for what's wrong. But should I continue to use my numbers, or should I try to use an outside source that...
No, you're on the right track. Use your numbers. You're the owner. It's your company. I don't care what outside track says, especially if you're willing and able to demonstrate it. The only time you would use outside numbers, if you're unwilling or unable to clean, you can't be the standard. But since you are willing and able to clean, you're the standard. So, but I wouldn't even get into that with them. It doesn't need, this isn't a negotiation. Well, you're clean. This is just the time. Well, who said? I said, I'm the one writing the check. When you start writing the check to me, I'll do it in the time that you want. But since I write the check, this is par. You're not negotiating. You're not explaining yourself. Well, let me tell you, none of that. Par is 30 minutes. Well, that's just what it is. Wait. Are you cashing my checks or am I cashing your checks? Oh, you're cashing mine. Par is 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's just how it is. There's no negotiation, no whatever. And again, if you're being unreasonable, you'll have a problem. But if you've done it in this time, and I wouldn't set par at your time, maybe give them an extra 5 or 10%. You know, maybe give them a little longer, but not a lot, not anywhere near what you're talking about. Yeah. Or actually, par would be your time, right? Because you're giving them yellow, right? If they're still in the yellow, if they're over. The big thing is, it sounds like you're kind of begging and hoping and asking and not wanting to offend these people. We got to get over that. The only way that you can
I have no other applications to go through right now. So,
well, that's a different problem. You don't want to compound problems. You don't want to say, because my hiring process is broken, I'm going to let the people that I have be sloppy. Now that's two wrongs making a third wrong, not making any right. So the answer to not having any application is fix your hiring process, not let your employees hold you hostage.
Right.
So yeah, don't get confused with that. I love you, but from what you're telling me and the way that I hear you speaking, because I've done this enough, your employees are holding you hostage and you're afraid to have a real conversation with them, and they are firmly in charge, which is fine if they're the ones writing the checks. But again, this is your rodeo and your party, and they are there by your invitation. Yeah. And
I've had multiple conversations with them, and the reason why I haven't really been pressing the issue harder is because I don't want them to feel like they're being micromanaged, like I'm, you know, around the corner on top of them watching every single day. But at the same time, the budget's going to break if it keeps going down this path. Well,
we're not talking about micromanaging. I never once said, you know, be there and hold their hand and, you know, look over their shoulder. I said standards. Every job you have ever has standard. You agreed you'll pay them $10 an hour. Right. If they got their check and it was $8.52 an hour, you go, well, you know, we're close. No, they'd be like, no, it's 10. That's what we agreed on. That's a standard. Right. They're not micromanaging you. That's the deal. So don't get confused with having reasonable standards and micromanaging. Those are very different. If you're writing them a check to do something in a certain time, you don't get to go to the customer and say, hey, it took us twice as long. Pay me twice as much. That's not micromanaging. That's just managing. So again, the bigger problem, and again, the feedback I'm giving for Cleaning Nation is make sure you've done it yourself. Make sure you've got a training process that works. Make sure that you tie pay to the result that you want exactly. The feedback I'm going to give to you personally, Varushka, is you've got an attitude of they're holding me hostage, or I can't do this, or I'm afraid that they're going to leave, or I don't want to be a big bully or perceived this way. We got to get over that and you've got to be the boss that the company needs, not that the boss that the employees want. And those are two very different people. Okay. We could talk forever because this is a fascinating topic, and hopefully that gave you some feedback, but I want to make sure that we give you an opportunity to give feedback. So let's hit the lightning round. 3 quick questions. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, well, other than today.
Atta girl. I love that answer. Thank you.
Yeah. I think the best piece of advice that I had gotten was to work on my referrals first. I absolutely do zero advertising, none, but I am so overwhelmed with work. I don't have enough people to do the job because my referrals are so good. So that was the best piece of advice that I've had.
All right. And I'm going to put my 2 cents in because I've got the mic and I can't help myself. Love the referrals. And I couldn't agree more with, I think first, if I could pick the first, best place to get either employees or customers, I'm going to take referrals every time. The part where I part ways, I'm like, now you got me nervous, is I don't like that being the only source of new customers. And I know you're saying, well, but I don't have
right
employees.
Right now it's more than enough.
Well, but again, that just means that your employee getting process is broken, or you're not being selective enough in your customers, right? If you're like, oh, I can't. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole different conversation.
I can tell you right now, I have a referral that is so strong. I can sign a $1 million contract tomorrow, but I do not have the ability to supply the labor.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. The problem is we've got a broken employee attraction system. And again, more of this is for Cleaning Nation, Varushka. I just want to make sure that they don't hear me saying, yeah, that's fine. The scariest number in any business for client attraction, any real business, again, if you're tiny, it doesn't matter. But if you want to have a kind of an actual saleable business or lendable business, you need multiple streams of client attraction. And again, I love referrals. I'm always going to put that number 1. But again, it might depend on your goals. If you're happy where you are size-wise, that's great. Most of Clean Nation is looking to grow. If that's the case, you've got to have multiple streams of customers coming in or prospective customers coming in. And again, I hear that all the time, walking the tightrope of, but I don't have enough employees. The problem, not solving the problem of not having enough employees is not a good excuse to not solve the problem of having proper client attraction strategies. So you really got to marry those. So you've got both of those working in tandem. But that's a different show for a different day. So I'm sorry, I totally hijacked your lightning round. You gave a lovely answer.
I totally agree with you.
All right, cool. Next question. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? And I promise I won't comment.
Well, shoot, I just kind of ran out there with both feet running and I had no idea what I was doing. I've made a lot of low bid contracts when I first started, which I'm sure a lot of people have. But if you've never done the business before, you're going to make a lot of mistakes if you don't seek advice first. So if you're not part of Cleaning Nation, here's that free plug for Mike. And
hey, if you're listening, you are a part of Cleaning Nation. That's good advice, or not good advice, but that's good experience, Varushka, because I think a lot of listeners out there are dealing with exactly what you're talking about. All right, last question. What's one idea, personally or professionally, Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their business or their lives?
Well, like I said before, this is actually the third business that I've started. Well, actually, I've started two nonprofits as well. But each and every time that I have just taken off of an idea and started running, I have asked for advice on multiple facets, as many people as I can before I make a final decision. There is so much free information out there. It is ridiculous if people aren't tapping into it.
Man, that I couldn't agree more. Bravo, sister. All right. Varushka, thank you so much for joining us. And let me pick on you and your name and your company. Be such a good sport. I love your passion. I love your company. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Varushka's show notes page and discover everything you're going to need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.